and welcome to another...
The official podcast of The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
Did you hear that, Ern? The Leaky Cauldron.
Just go! You're wasting time!
Welcome to Pottercast, your number one audio source for Harry Potter news, theories, discussion, as well as info straight from the makers of the books and films themselves, like me, Matt Lewis. I play Neville Longbottom in the Harry Potter films, and I'm very happy to be here helping introduce your hosts, the Pottercast trio, Melissa, John, and Sue.
Lemon sherbet. Pottercast 68?
Happy Holidays, Philip Edition, part... One.
Yay. Happy holidays
to you. Happy holidays.
See, we sang. There, we're
we
done.
We did good. And we did good.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Pottercast number 68, the House of Lunatics. And...
Who, what?
This week, what do we have? What do we have this week? We've got... It's all musical themed.
It's the music show.
Not only do we have the first batch of your fantastic holiday filks.
Yes.
But we also have a special report from the Holiday Wizard Rock Yule Ball... Up in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh yeah, that was fun. I wish I...
You were there, John?
I was there in spirit, actually.
In spirit.
The Hungarian Hornbills, set their whole set dedicated to me, I heard.
The seven-year-old
did?
Really?
He's a big fan.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to go, but I saw Alex from the Remus Lupins the night, I think the Friday night before, and he convinced me. And I said, what the heck? Look, I'll be spontaneous. And I just got on a train and went up to Boston. And I'm so glad I did, because there is just something so special about being in a room. It's the same reason we love these live podcasts that we do. Anyway, let's do all that in a minute. Before we do anything else, as always, we got to hear from our friends at Borders.
Our very good friends.
Today's Pottercast is brought to you by Borders.
Borders.
Get a magical start to your holiday shopping by visiting Borders for all sorts of bewitching books, spellbinding music, and enchanting movies. Pottercast listeners can get 30% off any item at Borders by clicking the coupon at the top of Pottercast.com. Visit BordersStores.com to locate the nearest Borders to you. Also this week, this podcast is brought to you by Buena Vista Home Entertainment's release of Step Up. Incredible dancing and awesome music fuel this exhilarating and inspiring movie. On DVD, December 19th. Quick announcements, as always, it's getting towards the end of the month, and if you want to show your support at Podcast Alley, you only have a couple more weeks to do that. You can do that by going right to Pottercast.com. On the right-hand side is a little box. You put in your email, press a little click, and that's it. You voted for us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, remember, Pottercast is doing a live show from Phoenix Rising. You can sign up for that at thephoenixrises.org. We hope to see you there. And that's all I've got on my little announcement sheet this week. John, any fun announcements?
Fun announcements from John. Let me think here. Holiday shopping is going well. I have heard many people have bought me things.
Lucky.
I have yet to update my wish list in the cauldron shop, but I sure intend to.
Me
like
too.
All of you should be signing up
yeah,
for your...
Yeah, thecauldronshop.com.
Cauldron shop wish list.
All right, we've got lots in the show, but first we have to go hear from our friend Sue.
Sue, give us some news.
The news never stops, baby.
Not even for Christmas.
I'm dying to hear the news.
We have both book and film-related news to tell you about this week. First up concerns the most recent attempt here in the U.S. by a woman in the state of Georgia to have the Harry Potter books banned from libraries, as she claims the books promote witchcraft. After several rounds of appeals, this time the Georgia State Board of Education voted without discussion to uphold previous rulings by a local school board to keep the Harry Potter books available on the shelves, and they will indeed remain there for now. Laura Mallory, the woman who has waged this campaign to ban the beloved series, says the books are, quote, mainstreaming witchcraft in a subtle and deceptive manner in a children-friendly format, end quote. School officials who have supported the presence of the Harry Potter series on shelves noted that banning books with references to witchcraft would also mean classics such as Macbeth, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lord of the Rings, and even Cinderella would also have to be banned. Ms. Mallory is currently considering an appeal. Well, on a more positive note now, new placeholder artwork provided by Scholastic, the U.S. publishers of the Harry Potter novels, has now appeared on the Book 7 page on Amazon.com. This new artwork is all black with stark white lettering that reads Harry Potter and... dot, dot, dot. and the words Year 7 below it. Please note that while no official title nor release date for the last Harry Potter book has yet been announced, many online retailers are announcing that you can register or pre-order, if you will, and will be notified when the book is in fact ready for actual pre-order. Turning to film news now, the December 18th issue of Newsweek magazine contains a new interview with Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix director David Yates, where he says he is having the time of his life working on the fifth Harry Potter film. He also gives praise to actor Dan Radcliffe, who he says, quote, "You can see his determination and ambition, and he can switch things on to sixpence, so I can't wait for people to see what he's achieving," end quote. There is also a new photo of Mr. Yates and Mr. Radcliffe, and you can see a wonderful high-res version of this in our galleries. Finally, word is out now of a possible time frame for the release of the Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix DVD, as License Magazine previewed a bit more of the new products we can expect to see next year. The magazine seems to suggest that the DVD will be out by Christmas of next year, which kind of makes sense since the film will be out in July. Other great tidbits include word of new things such as a Snape action figure, yes, and a Death Eater mask toy, as well as a Lucius Malfoy interactive wand game. Ooh, and no word if a photo of actor Jason Isaacs will be on the cover of the box to a game about his character's wand, but we can all hope for that, and I'll let it go at that. Right, for much more in the latest in the Harry Potter news, you can always find it at leakynews.com, which is updated daily. And back to the show we go. Well, I'm excited because by this time, it's the holiday time, and by this time, possibly next year, we will have our Order of the Phoenix DVD. Bring it on.
Ooh.
I know, shocking.
I want it. Possible.
And how many commentary tracks was there going to be?
Oh, I don't know.
Including
I heard that they were going to get Professor Sprout to come back and do a commentary for the fifth film.
See, it's the anti-Hufflepuff movement that they've just taken her out of the movies, and it makes me
mad. I don't understand it. I don't understand
because
why.
She contributes so much to the books. I'm sorry, Sue.
She does. Those mandrakes saved the day. Well, what happened without those mandrakes?
And she was given proper credit for it in the second track.
I don't know. You know. I would have had a whole parade in her honor if she saved the kids' lives.
Well, how about Sue had the parade at Lumos?
That's right. Covered.
She did, I guess.
Which we missed because nobody told us it was going on.
And there I was.
I saw some pictures, though.
Oh, sad. Sad, sad
Sue
panda.
And the Australian Hufflepuff.
Oh, Erica, man, she rocks. She, yeah. All the Hufflepuffs that were there, they're fab. But
okay, can we?
Okay, well, but just saying that this DVD is exciting, and that, you know, this is the first time that we've kind of had like a time frame, which makes sense because if the movie's coming out in the summer, usually, and I mean, the time between the DVD, the movie release and the DVD release is getting shorter and shorter, so that makes sense. I mean,
yeah, they're sort of getting good at this now.
Yeah.
It's like it's all digital. It's cool.
All right, well, hopefully the last bit of news that we should be talking about here is we hope this is the last stand of Laura Mallory.
Let's hope.
In Georgia.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness.
That woman.
Can somebody tell her that she's not going to win, like, ever?
She cracks me up.
Someone tell her. She's hilarious.
It's like the Hufflepuffs trying to win the House Cup. It never happens.
Oh, John.
They don't succeed.
What do you say, those. But they try and try. That woman is a Hufflepuff. I'm sorry.
She is not. Because you know what? that woman is the muggle of the worst type. She is the muggle
of
the worst
type. Okay, right. You're right.
Type.
You're right. She's more of a muggle. But if we had to put a house on her, I'd say she's of the evilly hardworking variety. You know there are evil Hufflepuffs.
Oh.
Dude doesn't answer.
Well, if she would take the little online test to see what house you're in. That'd be a good chance that's where she'd be.
Yeah, she must be a Slytherin because she's been so persistent in trying to, you know, shoot this stuff down. I mean, you know.
See, but you just called her Slytherin with the Hufflepuff trait.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? She's not magical.
Not all evil belongs to Slytherin.
I go back to my statement. She's a muggle.
Is she brave?
No, she's not.
Is she smart?
She's Vernon Dursley's long-lost sister.
No, she's no Gryffindor or Ravenclaw. Is she cunning?
Okay.
I'm not having this conversation.
I don't know.
let's talk music and magic. Fun things.
Anyway, I am excited. What kind of things can we look forward to from this year's Filk Batch?
Oh, my gosh. So many different sorts of
our
filks
are
than
hard
last
at work,
year.
We have and we have it this week, and next week we'll have two. So you can spread out your musical joy. It'll be fun.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I just can't wait because last year's was so good that for this year's to happen.
I don't know. I just still had, I remember having fun with these things because I usually have a lot of driving to do around the holidays. So a lot of radio stations play nonstop Christmas music, but I'm like, not many of the radio stations play nonstop Harry Potter Christmas folks. So I was pleased that I had that in my car at that time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we do that, why don't we do the Wizard Rock? Our little Wizard Rock segment first.
I love Wizard Rock. Can I just say how excited I am? I'm such a big, huge fan of them. We all know this. And that you got to go spend time with Alex and the boys from Boston and Draco and the Malfoys. Boys from Boston, of course, Harry and the Potters.
Let me tell you about Draco and the Malfoys. Sue and I were just talking about this before we started recording. If you look at any picture where they're posed, they're doing these like crazy faces with their fingers pointed out, and they look all evil. I'm Brad and Brian are going to hate me for this, but it's a lie.
Aww.
They are the quietest, nicest guys.
They're so
like mild and meek, but their persona on stage is very and it's so funny.
I remember that.
Because it's just. It's just not actual.
I know. Yeah. They were so nice when I got to meet them at Lumos, and I just thought, all these guys are great. They're just fabulous. And
They're just having such a great time. You know, and it's evident in everything you do. Yeah. Some people that were new to me that I really enjoyed were the Whomping Willows.
Oh, cool.
Really fun song about Ron and what he did to, what he did to him with the Anglia.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you should hear them. It's fun. And they had a non-Potter band playing called Jason Anderson and the Best, which was it's a really good friend of Paul DeGeorge's, actually, who is Harry Potter Year 7. And they played just lots of fun, raucous music and some Christmas music, some really good covers of Christmas music. So much fun. I'm just telling you, we had a blast. But the story of the night was the little 7-year-old.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the John Noe fan.
The Hungarian Horntails. And basically, this little kid, who is so wise beyond his years, gets up on stage and says things like, "Are you ready to rock? Yeah!" You know, like stuff like that that you'd expect coming out of, you know, Mick Jagger's mouth, and he's 7. And he basically took stuff from his, GarageBand in iTunes, in Apple, and basically sings and screams over it.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
So cute. It's
that
so cute.
Like
it's like you
Sims
go.
And his rock band.
Yeah. Anyway, lots and lots and lots of fun. So I've got a lot of interviews with the boys and a lot of clips from the show
awesome.
To play for you about now.
It's going
to
be a big show.
Big show.
Better get right into it.
Singing death the
I'm Melissa here reporting live from the Wizard Rock Yule Ball in Boston.
So what are your names?
Scarlet Richardson.
Danielle Kempert.
And Scarlet, you're dressed as?
Hermione Granger.
From?
Harry Potter.
From?
Goblet of Fire. The
Yule Ball.
The movie.
Ah, there we go. And you are dressed as?
Book Hermione.
Where is she?
Dresses in blue.
Right. And you've got a beautiful blue sparkling.
It's actually my prom dress
on.
From my senior year.
She's so like Cinderella.
What did you guys want to do the whole actual dressing up? Because it's kind of cold out here in Boston.
Because we love Harry and the Potters. And
we've seen them twice in concert in Austin. And we have to.
Did you travel here from Texas for this?
Yes. Solely for this. But we're staying a week so we can see, you know, sightsee.
We did the Freedom Trail. And
sure,
we
tell people
Harvard.
That.
When I say Christmas, you say rock. Here we go. Christmas,
Is it Harry and the Potters, or is it the other bands, or is it the combination?
The other bands.
Which band?
Draco and the Malfoys.
Oh, why?
I really like
Well,
Remix.
They didn't even play it last
time. I know, but...
It's the kitsch camp that you love, that you embrace in this moment, and you go, of course, they're Harry and the Potters, and of course, it's fabulous.
Or is it that you think they're cute?
Oh, wow. Well,
it's okay, you can admit it, we're all girls.
Okay, so we're here at the Wizard Rock Show. I'm here with Brian and Brad from Draco and the Malfoys. And Brian confided to me earlier, I really don't know if it was secret, but he told me he was nervous.
Yeah, I am. It's the biggest show of the year, so.
How many people are here compared to your other shows?
An affable lot.
Now, how many shows have you guys done across the country so far?
We've probably done about 50 shows. I don't know, maybe it's because I feel like there's a certain expectation.
Yeah, this is like the WrestleMania of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. They look way more like Draco Malfoy than we ever will.
But they're not even dressed as Draco Malfoy.
What a rock.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're going to do just that very shortly.
For about 12 years. So the experience isn't quite that new, but I have to say that there's nothing like Wizard Rock shows. It's amazing.
What's different about it being wizardy?
I would say that just about everyone involved has a really positive attitude, including the musicians, the crowd, obviously, and then I think that just rubs off on anyone who's like at the club at the time. Like, the bartenders are happy. Like, just anyone who witnesses all this positive energy can't help but be happy.
Yeah.
that I've seen ever is wearing a tuxedo. After your set, you change into a tuxedo. What's the deal with penguin suits?
It's a Yule ball. You know, you have to be formal. I had a cloak, but there are so many people outside that I couldn't wear it too hot. But I figured formal wear, you know what I mean? I don't want to get tagged as Ron Weasley here, so I...
And as you'll see from the pictures, what's on the back?
I had a friend of mine paint a phoenix on the back of the tuxedo because I am a big fan of the Order of the Phoenix.
So tell me, so you open the show. Is it nerve-wracking opening for this kind of event?
Well, today we had two sets, and I got to play in the middle of the last show, and I opened this one, and it was just a great feeling because everyone was so excited. The anticipation in the air was so palpable that just to harness that and play a few songs, get the crowd pumped for Draco the Malfoys, really was a great experience. So I was happy with my spot, actually. Everyone was really excited, not too sweaty yet.
And you, now that you've come down a little bit, Brian of Draco the Malfoys, now that you've come down a little bit from your set, are you able to, I mean, we were nervous last time we talked,
yeah.
We were nervous. Are you able to relax a little bit now?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling just completely elated. You know, Wizard Rock fans are the best fans in the world, as far as I'm concerned, and they just prove it every time we play.
Now, Bradley, I noticed, by the way, we're sitting in this back room that, I mean, you'd think that Motley Crue was in here. The kind of junk that's strewn everywhere. Bradley's just changed from a Slytherin tie into a Gryffindor tie, and I watched Draco and a Malfoy go to Harry and a Potter. So can you come here for a second? So you play in both these bands. Is this a regular thing now?
Pretty much, yeah.
So what's it like? You got to go to both sides of the fence.
Actually, Draco Malfoy uses a polyjuice potion to make himself look like Bill Weasley. That's why he has red hair and he's like cool and not dorky, and, you know.
But the set is an hour and a half. You're sort of screwed.
Well,
no, it was Draco who did it earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Bill now. Draco can't play drums to save his life.
So Draco's the imposter.
Oh yeah, totally. He had me like locked in the bathroom for a while.
Excellent. Thank you. So I am here with 7-year-old Darius. Darius, what's your last name?
Wilkins.
And what's your band called?
The Hungarian Horchow.
Man, you had a lifetime of wizard rocking and you're only 8.
Yeah.
How many cities have you played?
I can't count.
Okay.
100.
What made you want to start a rock band?
Well, I had an old Harry Potter rock band called the Sirius and the Black, but,
And how old were you when you did Sirius and the Black?
5.
Oh, but early years.
I really never... There was already somebody called the Sirius and the Black, so we took the name the Hungarian Horntails.
Why the Hungarian Horntails?
Well, I sort of like dragons at the time.
Tell me about your music. Tell me, what do you do?
Well, I play guitar and sing, and my brother sings as well.
So do you both go up when you do this?
Yeah.
Wow. What's one of your songs? What's the title of one of your songs?
Well, Dragon Rock Rolls.
Dragon Rock Rolls. What are some of the lyrics?
Dragon Rock Rolls! Dragon Rock Rolls! All the time!
Excellent. So what happens after you play a show? Do all the girls come up and they want to kiss and hug you?
No.
No?
They usually want, like, their my autograph. Or they want to buy my T-shirt or CD.
Well, that's good. This is Darius' father, Ian. And tell me about how this happened.
We first heard Harry and the Potters on a college radio station. We heard 2 songs. And we went home. We looked on MySpace, searched on the internet. And we found their songs. We found their band. And we just couldn't believe it. Because we were totally into Harry Potter at the time. We read all the books. You know, bedtime stories. And this took off from there. We went to see them at the Free Library in Philadelphia the summer before that. And so he decided to record all of his own music at home. He does all his own recording, posts it on MySpace all himself, records it on GarageBand on his home computer. And then it took off from there. Paul and Joe contacted him and said, "We love your songs." And then a day or two later, they played a surprise house show in Allentown, where we lived at the time. And we said, we live here. You know, we live right there. And they said, you have to play with us. They wanted Darius to play. So that was his first show with those guys.
So, I mean, had he been musically inclined before, or is this something he picked up out of nowhere?
We have music in our house at all times. Boys, there's guitars everywhere, you know, amps or whatever, keyboards, computers. So...
So what's it really like for you now that he's a little, he's like the littlest matinee idol around here?
I know. It's kind of weird, I guess. But as long as he enjoys it, then it's okay.
You enjoy it, Darius?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, then.
guys. Alright, I know you guys know this song. Let's rock it out.
Is brought to you by Buena Vista Home Entertainment's release of Step Up. When Tyler Gage, a rough and streetwise hunk with raw talent, finds himself doing community service at a school for the performing arts, he also finds Nora, a beautiful and privileged classically trained dancer who's searching for a new partner. Spying Tyler's smooth moves, Nora decides to take a chance on him, but as they begin training, tension builds, tempers flare, and the differences in their backgrounds explode. On DVD, December 19th, rated PG-13.
Pumpkin pie. looking around, and killing some muggles all over the town. Voldemort is coming tonight. He knows we want to kill him. He knows this is our home. Without our father, God, we're doomed. Yes, he's our only hope. You better watch out. You'd better go.
Thank you.
suspenders, just stereo sound. I'm dancing around, waltzing in my gray underwear. By the mirror, do some karaoke, singing with a hairbrush for my living on a prayer by Bon Jovi. They say we even look somewhat alive. No more kids, no more potions, pickled toads, smelly lotion. Instead, I prefer to play a guitar, rocking in my gray underwear. The dungeons cannot find me. Play hide and seek with nearly headless Nick. He glides through walls, but still he cannot find me. 'Cause frankly, well, he's a little thick. Run around, 'cause it feels nice. Hurry back before sunrise. Oh, no pending doom. Walked out of my room, stranded in my
Good morning, Severus.
Oh, good morning, Headmaster.
And all these Wizard Rock people. I mean, I'm into all these people because there's so many great ones. There's like the Moni Myrtles and Oliver Boyd and the Rememberalls and all these really great Wizard Rock that didn't go to the Yule Ball thing, but there were just so many cool ones. And I would love to sing with them, man. They should do some more. Next year we should invite
Dude,
them
do you
to
know
come
that
for our PhilCast.
Alex almost got me on stage. He did. He asked me to do, no, dude. He was like, you have to do the ba-ba-ba's with me in the song. And I was like, you don't understand. Your song will melt in front of your eyes. You don't understand. And so he's like, no, I'll bring you out. Don't worry about it. But then it got confusing and stuff, and I wasn't going to go out there if I wasn't dragged. So I did not. but everybody went out and did his little ba-ba-ba's in his song with him. And it was really cool to see, like, Harry and the Potters and the Draco Malfoys and everybody just rocking together. Everybody came out at the end and said, in one of his songs, he has the backgrounds, the background music is ba-ba-ba, like very 60s-y.
Yeah,
One of our songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just so cool. See? I would love to sing with Alex. That would have been interesting.
All right, next time, Sue, that would be... We'll tell Alex to get you up there.
Do it.
I was like, I'm going to stay right over here.
I want to see Crowdsurf at the Yule Ball. I want Sue to be the float whip and crowd surf with everybody.
Oh my god, how fun would that be?
I would love to
mosh
do that.
I'd mosh pit in my too. That would be awesome. God.
That'd be so fun.
So I'm not surprised that you've mosh pitted before.
I know. I mean, you think I'm just this demure little sweet Hufflepuff that baby has at a party. We have fun.
I bet we could ask Warwick how to crowd surf Harry Potter fans.
That would have been so fun. Now,
if
see,
only we could get an interview with him. He's the hardest person to talk to.
Stop.
You're so bad.
You're so terrible.
See, you are. These Slytherin moments come sliding out.
It is. It's so... I mean, just stop. You're, like, obsessed.
Obsessed with what? What, David?
With the Muggle Boys. You're obsessed.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking.
Well, what are you guys doing? I mean, Christmas is upon us.
Christmas is not too far away from now. I'll be spending it in Ohio, kind of near, closer to Sue than I am now, certainly.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back in Ohio with at Pop, so I could be near
you,
John.
Do you think there's going to be some snow? I hope there is.
I hope so. Although, That's the only time I like it is at Christmas, and then I can just do without it, you know.
I think it's good luck for the whole upcoming year to have snow on Christmas morning.
I know, because you got to have a place for Rudolph to land, you know. Those reindeer need that snow to land safely.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but ever since I saw Harry Potter number one, it is happy Christmas to everybody in my household, and not Merry Christmas.
That's such the British thing.
It is weird, but I find myself saying that more and more. It must just be Potterish rubbing off. Happy Christmas, you know.
See, that's my wish. I would love to go to the UK, to go to either like England, London, or to Scotland. I mean, because I want to go there bad. But and at Christmas time, don't you think that would be fun? I just would love it. It'd be fun. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Do they get a lot of snow out there?
Well, I don't know. I think that they do.
Scotland?
Yeah.
In Scotland, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was fascinating.
I know. Everyone's I'm like,
anyway, Phil, you guys are awesome.
I care
Thank
about
you.
Weather.
I know you do, John.
Weather is very fun.
Well, anyway, Phil.
I can't get that Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree song out of my head, though.
Rockin'
Well, now I can't either. I hate you.
How do you pronounce that kid's name? The Blathnet?
That.
Blathnet?
Yeah.
Is that who that is?
That girl. She's a girl.
I never say that right.
She sends...
I know who's a girl.
She's the one that made that Dalish video for you, right? When you were sick, Dalish, the trailer thing.
Yes,
that was her. That was awesome.
And that hilarious Harry avatar about Draco.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, this person's all over the place.
You know, it's funny, at the end of the Yule Ball thing, I had one of the Draco and the Malfoy songs in my head, and I was sort of excited about it, because you know when you get somebody's song in your head, you want to kill them, but they're not standing in front of you? You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, where are they? And I turned around and found them, and I was like, I got your song in my head! You know, it was like the first time and only time ever I could actually, like, punch somebody for getting a song in my head. It was nice. Anyway, Silks, you guys are amazing. Thank you again.
It is not a contest, so don't be expecting a winner to be announced in 26 weeks. Because
we're never
going to do it.
At announcing winners. So everybody is a winner. Even the people that didn't make it onto this show, you'll most likely be on the next show. And
it's for no good
reason other than it's just we have to, you know, cut them off somewhere and push them to the next show. So do not be discouraged.
Well, speaking of the next show.
More
music,
baby. Another Philcast. Watch for it a little earlier than normal. Mm-hmm. We want to get it to you with plenty of time to enjoy before your happy Christmas mornings and your happy holiday mornings or evenings. All that good stuff.
Alrighty, peoples. Then we'll see you then.
Happy Christmas.
We shall see you then. Safe travels. You're going to be traveling.
W3.
Oh, and about time to.
We've missed it.
I confess myself disappointed.
Now, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed.
Great Scott, no wonder. Look at the time. We've been here nearly 4 hours. Spooky, how the time flies when I'm having fun.